Weathercast. I'm Sharon Foger. We only have a couple of weeks left before ApacheCon North America. And just as a reminder, ApacheCon will be running in Miami from the 16th to the 18th of May. And you can find more information on ApacheCon.com. So today I'm speaking with Carlos Santana from the Apache OpenWhisk Project. Carlos will be speaking at ApacheCon North America about OpenWhisk. So hello and welcome, Carlos.
Hi.
So first of all, please can you tell us a bit about OpenWhisk? What is it?
Sure. Apache OpenWhisk is a serverless open source cloud platform that executes functions in response to events at any scale. Serverless is one of the terms that is commonly used to describe the solution, but it has more dimensions. For example, the first one is about developers' speed to not worry about managing servers and infrastructure and just worrying about their code and their functions. The second dimension is more interesting to me. It's functions as a service, as a FaaS, it's been mentioned, driven by the events. So events is one of the area that is one of the most interesting aspects as today's cloud as a hosting platform combines all these rich resources of events that we can get access to enable all these new applications that can be built. Scenarios driven by events workloads could be about data changes, IoT sensors in the field. These events happen in this type of scenario. So OpenWhisk is an open source Apache project that is currently in incubating, and hopefully we can get it graduated soon to a top level project.
Okay. So you say you mentioned that it's an incubating project. So how long has it been in incubation?
We submitted the proposal and it got evaluated, and around December, it got into the incubation process. So Apache Foundation is giving resources and guidance to go through the process of incubating and learning those aspects for getting this project incubated. The project started with IBM, but also Adobe is another partner that is contributing. And we're trying to get more contributions and contributors to help out. Personally, I've been involved with Apache Foundation for the last 4 years. I'm a PMC member for the Apache Cordova project, is also known as PhoneGap. So I'm also working in terms of productizing the open source project in our IBM platform, but also serving as a community manager to help drive better community around open source projects.
Okay, that's great. So you're talking at ApacheCon about OpenWhisk. So what's your talk about? So what's it called and what's it about?
We have two talks. The talk that I'm presenting is on Thursday at 11:20 Eastern time. And it tells the story about what is event-driven programming models. And in the coin term is serverless. But what is OpenWhisk? OpenWhisk is an open source project of that implementation that we are currently hosted in our IBM platform. Adobe plans to run it in their platform. But it's an open source project that you can run in your laptop, you can run on premise. So I'm going to talk about how a developer can benefit of writing backend code. It could be a developer writing a JavaScript web application or a mobile developer writing Swift code. It's very simple to, they already have the skills that they can take to the cloud and build these backend applications driven by events. So they can handle events in the front end, they can handle events in the back end. And it creates a programming model that they can build applications that can scale, and they don't have to worry about the infrastructure. They worry about their code, the snippets of code that are functions that handle the events that are triggered by events happening in the real world, from IoT and sensors, data streams, data changes that happen in the real world that they can handle in their backend.
Okay, so you mentioned that you're looking for developers to sort of attend your talk. So do they need to have a particular experience, or can they be complete beginners?
They can be complete beginners. They can be starting to build their first HTML5 application, learning a little bit of JavaScript. Out of the box, OpenWhisk supports different programming languages that it helps you build the application faster. So if you're just starting to learn Swift or learn Java and JavaScript with Node.js are the languages that you can get started very fast by uploading a zip file or the source code as a file. But we also support Docker containers. So if you're a Go programmer or Shell or C++, you can build that binary in a Docker container and make it a function. So beginners just starting to code, usually you want to handle some type of backend or logic or something that runs in the cloud on a periodic basis, something simple. So those are the type of people that can benefit if they're getting started, or they're developers. They can start from the beginning, from the experts, including some of the operations people like infrastructure or Apache Infra.
Okay. I also see that on the schedule there's another Apache Whisk talk, and I think you mentioned it before. So that's quite impressive that an incubating project has got two presentations on at ApacheCon. So what's the difference between the two?
Well, my talk is more about what is event-driven programming? What is OpenWhisk? How can I use it? How can I just install it with a simple command in my laptop? How can I use it in an offering? So it explains like the developer how to build an app. Like, for example, if somebody follows me on Twitter, I want to handle that event, maybe send a push notification or put that in the database or process that information and send a reply. So that's the usage of OpenWhisk. The second talk provided by my coworker, Matt Rosky, is from the IBM Open Technologies. We'll be talking about the incubation process, the foundation, the number of open source Git repositories that we have in GitHub. Because OpenWhisk is a system that is built based on modular components and extensions and packages. So we have tools like for a CLI, we have packages for handling Apache Kafka, the core containers, different deployment models. So all these repos have to be managed by the team. So he's going to talk about the things that we do to manage those repos, what they are, and how people can get in and learn about it. And maybe it's the first project that they can start contributing to open source in Apache.
Okay. So when is your talk?
My talk will be on Thursday at 11:20. Matt's talk, it's after mine, is at 12:20.
Okay, so Thursday, the 18th of May at 11:20 is your talk, and the follow-on talk is at 12:20. Okay, so one final question, Carlos. Do you play the guitar?
I get asked that a lot. Believe it or not, it gives me a great customer service anytime that I call in. I get great customer service. But I do own a guitar, but I'm not a musician. I don't play. My daughter is taking classes to learn how to play the guitar. Hopefully she can teach me what she learned, and I'll be able one day to say, yes, I also play the guitar, but I'm not that Carlos Santana. But you can follow me on Twitter. I have a picture with a hat. It's not going to be the famous one.
Okay. Thanks very much, Carlos, for speaking to me about your talk. And good luck with your talk at ApacheCon. And thanks again.
Yeah, thank you for having me.